This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, I'm John North. As we start this last day of the work week, let's start it with the Lord together. God is here speaking to us from His Word. And you know, every day as we read part of the Scripture, there's always a spiritual lesson for us, isn't there? Something that makes our lives better if we respond to God and apply it to our lives. That's why God wants to speak to you. Are you listening? Are you ready to receive from Him? His message always comes to us with His love. So let's see what He has to say to us today from Proverbs 24, verses 11 and 12. Deliver those who are being taken away to death, and those who are staggering to slaughter. Oh, hold them back. If you say, "See, we didn't know this," does He not consider it who weighs the hearts? And does He not know it who keeps your soul? And will He not render to man according to his work? Those being taken away to death, those who are staggering to slaughter, hold them back. Deliver them. I think the lesson that the Lord wants to say to us today is don't avoid the reality that those around you are facing a terrible eternity of God's judgment. Get involved in sharing Christ with them. God has made it so plain in the Scriptures that every person on earth has offended His justice. That's all of us. We've offended His justice and we've offended Him personally. And so we face an eternity of God's judgment and God's anger. Do you know when Jesus' love moved Him to go to the cross for us, His death satisfies both God's justice and God's anger. That means that when a person turns to God and puts their faith in Jesus and what He did at the cross, both their guilt and their offense against God is removed. And so we have this freedom now in our relationship with God because of Jesus. But we also know the reality that there are people all around us who do not understand what has been done for them. In the picture given to us in these verses, they're blindly walking towards the cliff edge. They're staggering to slaughter. They need to be held back. They need to be warned. They need to be told about the love of God expressed in Jesus Christ. Think of the time when you first came to really understand what God had done for you. And how that brightened the world. How wonderful it was. Well, other people don't know that yet. People who you know. People who cut your hair. People you see every day. Do you see God's heart coming through this passage? I wonder what God will say to us who know His love if we don't share it with those who are still in danger of facing His judgment. Think of what God has done for you and find a way to bring it up in conversation with someone today. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.